This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome to the Daily Digest with me, T. Xiao Ik, and also Juliet Jacobs and Lim Soo Ann in the studio. Today we have two stories for you. First up, owning a dog can help you live longer after a heart attack. So we'll be looking at the health benefits of pet ownership. We know that owning a dog or pets in general is good for your health. And here's more quality evidence from two large studies to confirm this link, especially when it comes to heart health.
So in the first study, Swedish researchers compared the health outcomes of dog owners and non-owners after a heart attack or a stroke. So they studied Swedish residents aged 40 to 85, people who had experienced a heart attack or stroke between 2001 and 2012. Mm-hmm. So these were patients on the Swedish National Patient Register. And nearly 182,000 people were recorded to have had a heart attack, with almost 6% being dog owners. And nearly 155,000 people were recorded to have a stroke, to have had a stroke, with almost 5,000 being dog owners. With almost 5% being dog owners.
Right, okay. So the findings when they compared dog owners and non-dog owners were that the dog owners who had a heart attack and lived alone after hospitalization had a 33% lower risk of death. And those living with a partner or child had a 15% lower risk of death. And when they looked at those who had a stroke, so the dog owners who lived alone after having a stroke had a 27% lower risk of death. Those living with a partner or child had a 12% lower risk of death.
So clearly the benefits of dog ownership are greater for those who live alone. Mm, yeah. And the researchers believe that when you own a dog, you're more likely to be physically active as well as less depressed and lonely. And the link between pet ownership and social interaction provides the most benefit for patients. Mm. You know, we've come to recognize that social isolation is a very strong risk factor for worse health outcomes and even premature death.
Yeah, so you know, when you don't have perhaps a strong network around you, exactly. For instance, family or friends or neighbors, having a pet can really make up that difference.
Yeah, and give you a sense of purpose, right?
Yes.
To wake
exactly.
up and needing to look after it.
Yeah. And like you mentioned earlier, Sherry, there was a second study, and that was a meta-analysis of 10 separate studies. And in total, the researchers reviewed patient data of over 3.8 million people. So what the researchers found was that compared to non-dog owners, dog owners experienced 24% reduced risk of all-cause mortality, 65% reduced risk of mortality after a heart attack, and 31% reduced risk of mortality due to cardiovascular-related issues.
Yeah, and previous research has been showing all along that having a dog is associated with things like increased physical exercise, lower blood pressure levels, and better cholesterol profile. So actually, it makes a lot of sense, and it's not surprising that this study found that dog owners lived longer and had lower cardiovascular risk. Mm. So here's a YouTube clip of a TEDx talk by Dr. Rustin Moore, the Dean and Ruth Stanton Chair of Veterinary Medicine from the Ohio State College of Veterinary Medicine in the US. And here he is talking about the power of the human-animal bond.
Researchers have coined a term for this phenomenon, zoea. Zoea are those positive health benefits, whether physical, social, behavioral, emotional, mental, or psychological, for people who have a pet or interact with one. So why care about this? The reason is it's important for us to convince the healthcare community of the need for change, from physicians to caregivers, insurance providers to policymakers. They need to understand and recognize the legitimate impact and importance of animals on the health and well-being of people.
That was a veterinarian extolling the virtues of owning a pet. And for a human perspective, we turn to Dr. Edward Cregan, a clinical oncologist with the Mayo Clinic in the US. And in this YouTube clip by Mayo Clinic, Dr. Edward recounts his personal experience of how pets change the course of a patient's disease.
In December of several years ago, my career underwent a dramatic change. I'm a cancer doctor, and I was the attending physician on our cancer ward when we admitted a gentleman with far advanced lung cancer, advanced heart failure, and pneumonia. We did not think he would make it through the night. But because of the teamwork of Mayo Medicine, he did improve, and he shared with the team and myself that the catalyst to get home was to be with Max. Now, naively, we thought that Max was a partner or a son or a daughter, but in fact, Max was a 95-pound German Shepherd. Matt was the purpose for which this patient wanted to live. And it made me realize the tremendous healing power of pets. When I see cancer patients, I always write in the Mayo Clinic history the name of the pet, because none of us can speak about their pets without smiling. And we would talk about Tofu or Jake or Bogey, and the patient's attitude would completely change, and the atmosphere became one of healing and peace and serenity. And we now know, when you look into the eyes of that cat, when you stroke that dog, when you hold that animal, there is a surge of hormones deep within the center of the brain. And these hormones provoke a tremendous feeling of peace, of serenity, of tranquility. They decrease our blood pressure. They decrease our pulse. They lessen our depression. If you have a heart attack and you have a dog, you have a greater chance of living 1 year after the heart attack. We know from studies that if elderly patients have their meals in front of a portable aquarium, their weight increases and the volume of food that they eat increases compared to eating by themselves. So when patients tell us that they went to a shelter to rescue that dog or a cat, in effect, that dog or a cat really rescues us.
And those who advocate pet ownership for health benefits believe that healthcare providers can do more to incorporate the role of pets into their care for patients. So in his TED Talk, Dr. Rustin also talks about what patients and doctors can do.
We can talk to the healthcare professionals on the human side and encourage change. Medical teams should be asking patients about pets in the medical history taking. The reason is this has been shown to increase rapport and trust with the physician and the entire healthcare team, which is likely to lead to the patient revealing information important to their healthcare. If you have a pet and you're not asked about it in the medical history taking, take the time to tell them about the pet and the important role it plays in your life. We can also heighten the awareness among the health profession about the importance of incorporating a pet into the therapeutic or wellness plan, because this has been shown to increase patient compliance. You can also simply ask your doctor or a healthcare professional how a pet might improve your health or that of a loved one. And finally, encourage your physician to write a prescription for a pet or an interaction with one.
So that's interesting, isn't it? A prescription for a pet.
Or well, interaction, even if you can't have one. I think, yeah, in some cases, it's hard to look after them.
Yes, if you watch the full TEDx talk, Dr. Rustin does provide some evidence that even if you don't actually own a pet, yeah. Perhaps if you interact with someone else's pet or just visit a shelter every now and then, they can do wonders for your well-being as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in fact, the benefits of pet ownership are so significant that the American Heart Association even issued a scientific statement in 2013 about it was titled Pet Ownership and Cardiovascular Risk. And in this statement, the AHA summarized all the available evidence and they concluded that pet ownership, particularly dog ownership, may be reasonable for reduction in cardiovascular risk.
So we've had quite an interesting question come in via WhatsApp. So KS WhatsApped in to ask if it matters what type of pet it is, whether it is a dog or if it's a cat.
Mm. So that's interesting as well. And just from the brief reading that I did, a lot of the research focuses on dogs. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to say whether there's some sort of bias there, perhaps. The researchers felt that it's easier to interact with dog owners for the purpose of the research, or whether the benefits of having a dog actually could be more than owning a cat. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. So that's really just very speculative at this point. But I think across the board, and we have a cat, we have two cat owners and dog and a dog owner in the studio, right? I think you can generalize that dogs are more interactive with their human owners compared to cats.
I don't know because I've never owned cats before, but I mean, in my life, you know, of owning dogs since I was a child. Yes, they are the most loving things. Not that cats aren't loving, but, you know, they'll come straight away to you as soon as they see you. They kind of can read your emotions almost, you know, like for my dogs, for example, they know when I'm sad and they will come and just kind of hang out next to me and just sit down there. So there's this, it's just very intuitive, you know, they just kind of can read you and know how to react appropriately. I don't know about cats, because...
I think I make more of an effort to make my cat do physical activity rather than the cat actually wanting to do any of that.
I mean, from my limited experience of owning a cat as well, my cat is rather standoffish. So in that sense, I don't get that much of like what that emotional affection, that kind of attachment with my cat.
That's unfortunate.
Judith looks very sad on my behalf. So it's also worth noting that the American Heart Association also recommends that people should not adopt, rescue, or purchase pets if they're only doing it for the primary purpose of reducing cardiovascular risk.
Right? There's a lot of responsibility that comes with owning a pet, and it's not something that you should just be doing on a whim. Just because something looks cute doesn't mean that, oh, immediately you want to have that as a pet. You have to understand what you're going into.
Yeah, and you know, the Swedish researchers, they had a similar caveat that they said that more research is needed to confirm a causal relationship and giving recommendations about prescribing dogs for prevention. So, you know, moreover, from an animal welfare perspective, dogs should only be acquired by people who feel that they have the capacity and knowledge to give the pet a good life.
Yeah, absolutely. Because if you're not prepared for the responsibilities of pet ownership, it's probably going to cause you more stress in the long run.
Yeah, and I mean, as the owner of many dogs, it's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And I mean, of course, the benefits far outweigh the, you know, the costs of it. But still, you know, you need to make sure that they're healthy, they're well fed, you know, that they have enough walks and everything. And it requires a lot of attention. You don't want neglected pets as well, right? Mm-hmm. You don't just go to them when you are sick. So,
absolutely. Yeah. And well, we're not the only one talking about dogs. Earlier, the Enterprise BizBytes team talked about a story related to some technology that can help dogs talk to people. So that's
I need to get in on that.
Yes, that's you can download that podcast if you want to have a listen to it.
And we'll do a final check back into our Twitter poll earlier where we were asking you, is your pet a stress reliever? So 83% of you say that yes, your pet is a stress reliever, but 17% of you actually said that no, I guess they their pets cause them more stress instead.
Yeah, it could be related to, as we said, you know, the responsibilities that come with taking care of your pets.
Or even the cost of it, you know, that is, it's
that's
not
true.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, because you can't just give them scraps. You have to actually give them good food. And then there's also the, you know, especially in Malaysia, they need to go for yearly checkups, get their yearly vaccinations. It all does. And then when they fall sick, you know, it's not cheap.
It's definitely not cheap. Yeah.
We also have one comment on Twitter, General Hummer, saying that my children are my stress reliever.
Okay. Well,
I wish I could relate.
Well, related to that, well, we'll be talking about mental health and particularly the mental health of mothers in our next story. So stay tuned for that. We'll be back after a few short messages. But first, here's Rain Dogs by Tom Waits.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to BFM.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. Thank you.